All right, good evening, everyone. Just to continue a little bit in Hilchos Shabbos, just for the next few evenings to focus a little bit upon an area of halacha which is not as relevant as it once was, or not at least from that relevant, not as lemaisa as it once was, which is in Siman Shin Hei. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the halachos concerning animals on Shabbos. And specifically, there's an interesting halacha in Sif Yud Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, in rochvin al gabei behema, one is not permitted to ride on an animal on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, why can't a person ride on an animal on Shabbos? Ein rochvin, kezeira shemiyachtoch zemura min amechubar, kedei lahanhigo. Out of concern that one may come to detach something that is attached, in order to go ahead and lead the animal. Because ultimately, again, this would be a toldo, this would be an offshoot of the malacha of kotzer. Kotzer is defined as oker davar mimakom gidulo, uprooting something from the place where it grew. And therefore, out of a concern that one may come, in order to lead the animal, one may come to detach a branch. So therefore, again, one can't ride on an animal on Shabbos. So again, shulchan paskening, it's aser, but aser midrabanan. Now, of course, what's interesting about this is the following. The fact that the Torah says when it comes to Shabbos, Leman yanuach shorcha vechamorcha. The Torah explicitly says that on Shabbos we're mitzvah to go ahead and make sure that our animals don't work. So I would have thought that the reason you can't go ahead and ride on an animal on Shabbos is because, again, it's a form of working with the animal, and therefore not only should it be aser, but it should be aser midaraisa, it should be biblically prohibited, not just rabbinically. So the Mishnah Berurah draws an interesting distinction. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. He says, I'll quote this to you, this is in the beginning of the simon. He says, I'm just going to read one more line, I'll translate. So Mishnah Berurah says the following. Essentially, anything, the Mishnah Berurah is commenting on a totally different context in terms of what my animal is permitted to wear, quote-unquote, when it goes out. So the Mishnah Berurah says that anything that the animal wears or goes out with in a normal situation, that's part of its normal everyday usage. So ultimately, again, it's not considered to be a masui. It's not considered to be a burden. Anything that the animal does not commonly wear, ultimately, again, is going to be considered a masui, going to be considered a burden, and therefore, again, it would be prohibited to take the animal out with that on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is something very interesting. Because it is normal for an animal to transport a person, therefore what? A person doesn't have a din of a masui. A person doesn't have the din, doesn't have the status of being a burden upon the animal. Therefore, by definition, the act of riding an animal on Shabbos is not a violation of working the animal on Shabbos. And that's why, again, halacha lemaisa, the real problem with riding an animal on Shabbos, therefore, is not biblical in nature, but rather it's only midrabanan, not only, but midrabanan, lest a person come to break off a branch and use it to go ahead and lead the animal. So as such, it will be aser, but the true iser is only of dirabanan and not the darais. So the Chananya ben Akash Omer, Ratzel Shbrach, Lizako, says, Yisrael, Lafiha, Cheherbala, and Tumerso, Shneemar, Adonecha, Beitzman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, Viyadir.